You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Me before he, she, them, they. It's true, you know. In a world of everyone is a self-proclaimed, you know, person, it's more about what you're giving back to people, you know. So when it is, you know, me before him, she, them, and they, it's like putting on your own safety mask so you can help the other people. They will come after you a hundredfold, and they think that you are worse than them or not up to their standard or anything like that. So remember, you have to save your own self before you can help others. And I say that kind of lightly because, you know, there's sometimes where you're like, I can't find my mask, or it's dirty, I stepped on it, you know, it went down the toilet, you know, but someone needs your help. I think it might be better to really look at these people to be like, oh yeah, I can help them. Or you be like, you know what? I can't help you, but I know someone who can. Shit, yeah, I love it. Pass the book. Pass, next. Fresh cup, move down. Next. Fresh cup, move down. You know, or do what you can. You know, do what you can if you really care. I think I care. You know, from book writing to whatever it may be, all my insecurities and whatnot, it, them, they, she, it, those really can bring you down. You know, if you're giving them the control of how you think about your life, you really should not let someone else have that much power over you. You really need to learn how to take that power back and really give yourself a new outlook on it. You know, like, of course, there's going to be the haters, you know, hate. But with that comes becoming stronger, becoming more independent, becoming more self-aware. You know, that was a big one for me, is like when people actually were open and honest with me is when I learned the most about myself, from what I believe in, what I don't believe in, what is pure poppycock and what's, you know, legit. It really does make a difference, you know, when you're not having all these outside forces, you know, your mom, your sister, your cousins, and your aunt, sisters, cousins, brothers, daughters, best friends, little girl, you know, is judging you. And you can take it like, okay, cool, thank you so much, I'm going to put in my little piggy bank and let you know. Or you could be, you know, like a statue and just, who? Is someone talking? You know, so you never really know how it's going to end up. I'm sure it will be absolutely amazing, because if you're putting out that energy of being amazing, then you can only have amazing things happen to you. So it is that whole law of attraction and really knowing what you want, you know, and these people, them, they, she, it, they, boy, girl, intersex. I mean, there's so many different names. And I'm not trying to like dismiss any of them whatsoever. I wish I knew all of them. GLBTQUI, I think is the correct one right now. So with all of those in the world, they can be pretty brutal, you know, even to people in the industry, or, you know, in the gay scene, they can get pretty intense. So I don't compete anymore because of that reason. But I would do it just to have some friends watch and make them smile and laugh. You know, maybe at my 20-year anniversary coming up in a couple years, I'll go back and do that. I mean, I really got off topic, guys. But I think it's because with performing in general, people tend to give you their critique, their, oh my gosh, that was so good, or yeah, did you have to do that song? You know what I mean? So it's kind of all the same freaking deal. You got to just put your best foot forward, always be on time, be professional, really like get to know people and really get their inner slut to come out, for lack of better words. So yeah, that's how I feel it should be. And it will be, you know, once everybody's all loaded up and ready and ran for school. So, yeah, I guess that's chapter 2. Booyah, bitches. Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair, because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.